Next patient is Richard Cass. Cass is K-A-S-S. Cass Richard. R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Richard Cass, date of birth is 9/30/1953. Date of visit is 5/22/24. Please make a copy for Edward Supinski. That's S-U-P-I-N-S-K-I. Supinski, Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D. Next paragraph is for illness. This is a, chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next, his present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has been experiencing severe bouts of shortness of breath, particularly at night when lying down. And when he wakes up in the morning, and he has been using an albuterol rescue inhaler without much relief, period. The patient had no chest pains, denies significant cough or sputum production, but does have some wheezing and tightness in the chest and trouble taking deep breaths. He has had no recent chest x-ray. He was given an Advair inhaler, which he is using, but states it has not helped as yet, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of hypertension for over 20 years, but no diabetes mellitus. He has had a cholecystectomy in the past. Denies prior history of pneumonia. Next paragraph, med list. Cetirizine 10 milligrams daily. Metoprolol 100 milligrams daily. And one aspirin daily. Losartan HCT 50 by 12.5. milligrams daily. And the Advair is 250 by 50. I'm sorry, Advair HFA inhaler, 230 by 21 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next, family history. Father died of coronary artery disease and Alzheimer's. Mother also had Alzheimer's disease and died of old age. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 55 years and then quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked I believe I finished habits. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, no double vision, no cataracts, no hoarseness or nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. He has hay fever and eczema, and he has shortness, breath, and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, reflux, no rectal bleed, no constipation, denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. He has no anxiety, no depression, He has no easy bruising. He has no joint pains, but has muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of icterus or clubbing. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 179, saturation 98. HE and ear norms, phallic, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the arthrums are regular, S1 and S2, murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no rhinomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema, right leg. No calf tenderness, reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number one. Dyspnea etiology to be determined, number two, is a probable underlying COPD. Number three is rule out pulmonary embolism. Number four is hypertension. And number five is rule out deep venous thrombosis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been sent for a CTA of the chest and Doppler of the leg veins. Also get a complete pulmonary function study and get a CBC, IgE level and total eosinophil count. The patient will continue with the Advair, 2 puffs twice a day. An albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit period in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Edward Supinski, SUPINSKI, MD, Edward Supinski, MD, is Dr. D'Souza.